Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Mike. Pratt, let me see your thumb.
Yeah.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
If the Bengals win the Super Bowl, I will not be on the next day.
2 years
Aaron,
in a row.
Get your Mike One voice ready.
And James Strebel.
But, and this is a big but.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Right at the end. On the home of the... Wait a minute! We won, bro! We won, bro! He's right here! He's at the game, you idiots!
This image of you just trying to block the exits. No, you can't go! No! No!
So here we go, 5 o'clock hour. It's ESPN 680, 105.7 ESPN, Louisville.com. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Jack Grossman hanging out with you on this Thursday. Louisville winners, Kentucky winners. Shaedon Sharpe can go to the NBA if never play at Kentucky. All things that we've talked about. The mighty toenail left in the studio. Things that we've talked about. And we got another hour. Rick Bozich is going to join us a little bit later today with his travel schedule coming up at about 5:30 or so. We'll talk with Dr. Bo then. He was in attendance last night at the U of L game, so we'll get to that. And as a reminder, the 5 o'clock hour presented by Cox's Spirit Shops and Evergreen Liquors, Cox'sLouisville.com. They are delivering. Cox'sLouisville.com. All the beer, wine, spirits, the premium cigars, they got you covered. Those Evergreen locations, they got you covered for all the craft beer selection as well. Can I give you guys a story I had not seen?
Sure.
I apologize. I have not seen this.
It's IARP story.
I'm sure other people have. The board of directors today have temporarily suspended additional referrals to the IARP. So the IARP, it will be taking no more cases for the time being, just the ones that they already have.
It's done, right?
Which is, yeah. Which is six of them, and I'm reading the release. They thought there would be one or two a year. And, of course, no one wants to deal directly with the Committee of Infractions, so they just go here. So that is the new news today. The IARP, now they're still obviously what Louisville, Kansas, and others are still going to be dealing and making a decision on those, but they will not be, for the time being, taking any additional cases.
To be fair, it's been 5 years. They're averaging one or two a year.
Yeah.
What a massive failure the IARP has been. Massive failure. Massive on all fronts.
Honestly,
they don't do anything.
We should have seen this coming.
I mean, are these people are being paid to do nothing?
We should have seen this coming.
Yeah, you're right.
You can't bust everybody, then create a subsidiary.
Yeah.
Okay, and then want people to go there, and then have all these cases with the FBI and everything, and then think that they're not going to go there. I mean, that the majority aren't going
to
go there.
Wasn't the whole purpose of the IARP is to take some of the load off of the NCAA Committee on Infractions?
Load management, baby.
Yeah, load management. And now they're saying, no, we can't handle anymore. What? Just a disaster. This whole thing. You know what? Just expunge them all. Just throw them all away. I do. I'm sick of it.
Jack,
it's such a bum organization.
You should listen. You should fall through the floor into the depths of hell. Jack, did you ever ask your rabbi cousin about hell?
No, Jaffe.
Still nothing with Jaffe?
Give me your phone. I'll text Jaffe.
I'm texting Jaffe.
Send me his number.
I
or
want
Andy.
A rabbi's number in my phone.
I do, too.
Okay, we'll both have it then.
Yeah.
We'll both have Jaffe's
number. I have questions.
Good
I'm interested.
God.
Yeah.
Texas has, does Weinberg address the fart? I mean, no, but I mean, come on. I hate
We've
to,
all been there.
I hate to do this. But, I mean, Diener and Blank, he didn't do it. I'm like, he did it.
Well, they said he didn't
they
do it?
They said he didn't do it.
Guys.
I mean,
the sound and visual, and he moved.
That's 2 + 2 = 4. No, it's not. I'm like, dude, it is. Like, 2 + 2 = 4.
Are they, like, friends with him or something?
No, no one's friends with Weinberg.
Blank's never been scared to crush Weinberg before.
That's a good point.
They neither crushed has Diener.
They crushed Weatherman this morning right off the top, and the first thing they did was crush Weatherman.
They crushed
who? Weatherman.
A Weatherman. I thought you said Brenneman.
Oh, no, Weatherman. Like, right at the top of the show.
What did Marty do?
How many inches do you have out there?
Do I just turn the mic off now?
What's wrong with that? Like, is it accumulating is what I'm wondering.
Is it a lot?
Is it a lot? Is it too much?
No. Is it packed down?
Does it pack down?
How many inches do you have out there?
Blank's in an odd spot, man.
There's,
he's just in an odd spot. He's bought into a football coach he knows is it's not going to work
right,
out.
Right, exactly,
and,
yes.
And he's pivoting for Bruce Pearl openly, something that he knows.
It's a very bizarre situation.
He's in a bad spot. Okay, so U of L and Kentucky winners last night, 437-9680, UPS Jobs text line. Reminder, Bozich coming up in 25 minutes. In 15 minutes, you want to try to call Big Easy? He'll be on his Peloton. We'll see if we can interrupt him then.
He ain't working out in this. No. It's too cold. He's not out there. 26 degrees. He ain't going out there.
He hasn't been outside in a long time. Jack, if you don't mind, ask Big Easy before we have him on if he backs Carhartt because they want all their employees vaccinated, and there's been a lot of anti.
I saw that.
So if
you want me asking that off air?
We'll ask him on it.
They're defying the Supreme Court.
Anyway, so what do you guys want? Do you guys want game or do you want Shaedon Sharpe here?
I feel like...
What do we want to do? Because I think Louisville winning last night, while it's nice, to me, there's no big picture take for me unless Jalen Withers starts to play better. Even then, the hole that they have dug themselves in some of the upcoming games and, quite frankly, the lack, and we've talked about this, of quad one opportunities. Last night did nothing for me.
It didn't mean anything
for
them either. For
their numbers. It did nothing other than you feel better about the win. Kentucky basketball, they win by 30 over Tennessee. They don't play well, and they gut out a win at Texas A&M, a team hungry to validate themselves, so you can feel good about both of those. Excuse me, going into Auburn, and that's where we sit. We get the news today from Jonathan Givony that of ESPN that what's his name?
Shaedon Sharpe
will be able to enter this coming NBA draft.
Yeah.
That the story now is this is something that for quite a while Calipari has known. And I think the question for me is what did they know? What was their thought process when the kid reclassified and then wanted to come to Kentucky?
Yeah. How much do they know up front?
Did they think, okay, there's a very small percentage that he'll be eligible for the draft?
Yeah.
10-20%.
Roll the dice.
It's a roll the dice, but 80% of the time we're going to win. 90% of the time we're going to win. Was it, hey, this is a good intermediary, I can't say that word. I don't know why.
You said it well.
It's a good conduit, if you will. a passing by, if you will.
Right.
To go to the NBA, and you know Calipari doesn't mind harboring guys that are not going to play. He'll take that gamble. I say that Cal doesn't care, and maybe the family didn't want this out. Why keep it secret? I mean, since when is John Calipari caring about what James Strebel think? Saying that, he can get sensitive.
He's
going to be asked about this.
Tomorrow,
I am interested what kind of answers he gives. He'll be asked about it tomorrow. Like, there's a lot out there, and I'm interested, will Kentucky fans care? How will the demographic be split?
Oh, I thought it'd be like...
With fans caring about this, fans not caring about this. I mean, listen, Strieble, you don't like it. I don't. Have a sense that you don't like it.
I know.
But it does no damage.
No, it doesn't.
Him being in practice against these guys is better for the team on the floor. If he ends up playing and helps you in one game, it's good for you.
I'm fine with that.
But let's make no mistake about it. Kentucky basketball, part of the excitement when you brought all these guys in, Orlando and Teaguan, this season was, yes, about this season, but was also about next season.
The future.
And Shaedon Sharpe not being here next season, I mean, Kentucky's going to lose a bunch. I mean, Ty Ty's gone.
Oh, for sure. Mintz is gone. Ty Ty's gone. Oscar's gone.
Oscar's going to
Keon
be gone.
Keon probably gone.
Keon Brooks, who knows if he's going to be. Like, you're going to be rebuilding.
Grady's gone.
You're going to be rebuilding.
Yeah.
Which is going to happen anyway, but you thought you would have one of the alpha dogs.
Sure.
The thing that Cal, the last, 4 years, 5 years, 3 years, whatever you want to say is, he hasn't had that guy. I don't know how good Shaedon Sharpe is. I don't know how good he's going to be if he plays at this level or at the next level. I have absolutely no idea his quote-unquote game. We also have no idea how close he is.
Sure.
Regardless, for now weeks, if not months, BBN has been soothed by, hey, man, whatever Shaedon Sharpe does is added value, baby.
Yeah.
It is the sprinkles on the sundae. It's good to go. If he plays this year, great. If not, he develops this year.
He'll be back.
And he's that much more ahead of everybody else for next year. And not only do you have this dominant, what you would think. Again,
sure.
I'm talking about one of the top kids in the class.
Yeah. Projecting.
You would have one of those guys, and you would have one of those guys like Oscar, even more time than Oscar, that has been around the program.
Sure.
And that's one reason I think Oscar Tshiebwe is having a good year. And so, I mean,
he was there last year,
And there's, you know.
You're right.
You're not going to get probably someone to replace him.
No.
You can get a bunch of guys, but a guy that you think of, and I know they got top 10 kids coming in. I get that. I'm not, you know, we have fun with Shire and Duke and everything else. No, I think their freshman class is going to be nice. But Cal is going to have to, like, now he was already going to have to go out and get a big and get a couple pieces.
Sure, he was, yes.
Now it's even more important that he does this, and I think fans will not like this, but I don't know. I don't know the demographic. If it's going to be younger fans won't care, older fans will. Like, I don't know if it's going to be that simple.
It's more like 70-30. Well, they're not liking it.
You're an old guy now. You're 40.
I am. I'm 40 tomorrow. It's my last day in my 30s.
What's your wife getting you?
The trip.
You have any idea?
Yeah, we're going on this trip.
She's buying the trip?
Yeah.
Damn.
And the record player.
That was last year. His last year. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how are you going to go out on your 30s?
Look at you.
What do you mean? How am I going to go out on a cruise ship?
No. Tonight as your last night.
Oh, nothing. Yeah. I'm going to go to bed.
You should take tomorrow off. I mean it. From the show, from school, of course.
I'm going to be off all next week.
Yeah,
so.
Why don't you take the day off? It's your 40th birthday. It's a Friday. What are you going to do? It's worksheet day. I mean, it is. You know it is. It's movie day. Come on.
It's not movie day.
You're showing a movie tomorrow.
I had some tests to give tomorrow.
That was a lie.
Yeah, I had some tests to give tomorrow, so I'll be doing that. But, you know, I plan on it being a little more laid back because it is my birthday, and I'm leaving for Islands on Sunday. So...
It is movies.
There won't be movies. But
couples retreat. What kind of movie will it be?
I can't show that one. that would not be good.
Can you only go up to what PG? You can't go to PG-13.
PG-13, but if it's like just like language,
right?
Like that's okay, but it can't be any, like, you know,
breast.
Yeah, no, or buttocks.
No nudity.
No, none of that. Yeah, you do like get away with like PG-13 as long as it's like just like they drop, you know, the S word or something every once in a while.
So his wife is paying for the entire trip. Hasn't Strieble been arguing with the text line about that very subject?
About what?
I don't remember. The only time I remember you getting mad is when someone
it's our money, but I mean, it's still, she's the one that put it all together and got it going. It was her idea.
Yeah, but that, okay. Jack, I don't like this. That's not a gift.
No, the gift is...
If it's your money and she put it together, I know how you put it together.
The gift is...
You click on the link.
No, the gift is the two of us go on a trip, just the two of us together. That's the gift. That's what I want.
So you hate the kids?
No!
They're not taking the kids. No, the kids are staying home.
No, we don't hate our kids.
Oh, you said hate the kids, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's not about that. It's like, you know, we get to go and just have fun and just not have to worry about anything. You don't have to go to work. We don't have to do anything. You don't have to get up early. It just be the two of us
relaxing. I know what a trip is.
I know, but Jack, I didn't like that, Jack.
You were acting like she paid for the trip.
No, she put it together.
Yeah, but it's very easy to put that trip together is what I'm telling you.
I didn't have to do anything.
Yeah, but
I didn't
have to do anything. You weren't going to do anything anyway.
No, this is what I want. This is what I want.
But you asked for something that you were going to get anyway.
No, I didn't. Right? No, she asked me. She said, you're turning 40 next year.
Right.
Do you want to go on a trip, just the two of us? I'll take care of it. I'll put it together. You and I can go on a trip. Do you want to do that?
So I said,
absolutely.
So the time... The effort and time that she put into booking the trip, that's the gift.
And going on a trip just the two of us.
But you were going to do that anyway.
No, we weren't.
Yeah, yeah. You could do that anyway. We could take a week
off.
No,
that's part of it. It's the week of my birthday.
Right.
We are going together. That's the gift. That's all she had to do.
Like, you can do it at any time, but Trouble, you've said it earlier this week, I think, that you've never been out of the country before.
I've never been out of the country. Yeah, no, I've never been out of the country. It's a big deal. Yeah. I'm going on my birthday week. I'm going for my
birthday.
Yeah,
but you understand what
No, I don't. I really don't.
Okay.
No, I don't.
But I see both sides of it.
You get what I'm saying, don't you?
I get
what
you're saying.
If the money's all yours, she did not spend a dollar.
It's theirs.
On your gift.
But she's been working tons of overtime to help save money for this. She's been working her ass off.
Okay, well that's different. See, that's different.
Yeah, to
Why
help
are you
pay for this trip.
By this?
It's a nice gesture.
You've been working your ass off.
Not as much as she has.
I could book.
Both have been working very hard.
I could book that trip in a commercial break.
That's
fine. What I'm
saying,
but right?
That's fine.
Boom,
but we've been
working up. There you go.
She has been working overtime. She's been taking. Look, you cannot move me off of this. What she's done for me to do this trip is a lot, and this is what I want, and she's given me a gift,
so
and I love it.
It's almost like a sentimental thing.
Absolutely. The possessions don't matter.
She's benefiting from the gift as well.
Well, so what's the problem with that?
Which happens a lot. You get a gift, you share it.
Yeah, and she's my wife. Of course I want to go on a trip with my wife, just the two of us. That's awesome. Yes.
Texas says, I pay good money for my child to attend St. Paul's, and they're getting a movie and worksheet tomorrow.
I'm not getting a movie and a worksheet. It's not what we're doing.
Texas says, Dribble, I'm sorry for starting that. Texas says, Dribble should have went to go see Dave Matthews in Mexico.
I would like to do that, but then again, I'm going to be on islands and beaches and dolphins. There's no dolphins at Dave Matthews Band.
What day are you doing the dolphins?
I don't know yet. She put it all.
What
I have
day
no
are they
idea.
Doing you?
She did. She booked all the excursions and everything.
Texas says it must have taken a whole 10 minutes to book an empty cruise during a pandemic.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, listen, it's very nice. I'm just giving you my side of it.
I understand.
That's all I want.
Yes, I understand.
You're right. I'm right
yes,
as well.
I understand. It's like the thought, like she has to like get me something like. Like a record player or something.
It's a great text. This guy Strudel. Strudel is set up for failure when she turns 40.
Oh, man, I already had plans for her 40th. Like I know what I'm going to do.
Really?
Yes. Oh, 100%. I don't want to say it.
Why?
Because it's going to be a surprise.
Yeah, but
she still has 4 years.
Four more years away. 4 more years.
Yeah, she still has 4 years.
Bring Trump back.
Until she's
DeSantis is VP.
That's probably going to happen. But yeah, I got a little time. I know what I'm going to do, but I can't say it on the air because again, people report back to her when I'm on the radio.
I'm trying to think of a follow-up, but your gift is going to be coming from both of you all's money or just yours?
We share money.
Okay.
You
have a couple accounts.
No, I don't.
Oh,
no, I don't.
Oh, Strebel.
I wish I did.
Oh, Strebel. You got to.
No.
Strebel.
I have a Kohl's credit card that's all mine.
We know. By the way, Dieter texts me and says, does it look like a left toe or a right toenail?
Well, we,
that I think could, I would go right.
That could narrow it down.
If this was the summer, we could say Edison the Jesus sandals.
Yes. Yeah, he doesn't wear them in winter. You're exactly right about that.
Wrong studio, too. But still. Should we call easy?
I mean, yeah.
I don't know. This is kind of fun.
There's no chance that he's going to answer.
No chance at all.
There's no
but
chance
this back and forth
he's going
has been fun.
To answer. Texas says, I dare you to blaspheme Strebel Dolphin Surface when that beautiful voice Dave Matthews sings. I won't finish that one. Texas says, I'm with Big Rig. My wife wants the same for me this year for her 40th. Just plan a trip and a party. I think that's a great gift from me and him. There you go.
Yeah, there we go.
Texas says, I hope she downloaded Strebel some KSR podcast to listen to while eating and laying out in the sun.
I could do that myself.
I mean, you're going to have Wi-Fi there, right?
Oh, yeah,
you
on the boat.
To purchase that 20 yeah. bucks a day or whatever
I don't know.
Robbery that was.
I don't know what our package...
Package
is. I know there's food and there's drinks, but I don't know if there's Wi-Fi included as well.
Did Big Easy answer?
He did.
No,
whoa.
He didn't.
Time now for the fake IU basketball pregame show presented by Musty.com. Now, here's your host, the mouth of the Midwest.
How about Romeo and a tight point guard for a title next year?
Big Easy, Zach McCreet. Zach McCrite. I can never remember how to say this. Zach McCritty.
Talking to the friend. I'm Dockage.
All Hoosier fans join in as the marching 100.
All right, the mouth of the Midwest. Big Easy Zach McCrite joins us. Easy, good afternoon. I honestly did not expect you to answer whatsoever.
Well, then why did you even call? I mean,
so
if
we
you're
could
not
back
expecting
you.
Someone to, if you're not expecting someone to call or answer, then don't even call.
Well, so
like,
we could bash you for not answering.
Yeah.
Oh. So now what are you going to bash me for?
Nothing. Well, that's why I'm stunned.
That leaves you in a pickle, doesn't it? Your regular
100%.
Your regular stick got thrown out the window.
It
that's
did.
That's a bummer for you.
We're having Good to go. God. We're having to go to option number two, and that's throw it to Jack, yeah, well, and hopefully he can provide the content.
Yes.
All right, guys. IU pregame show. Go.
Yeah, Jack, I am. Look. Why don't you just do the X's and O's, and I'll give you the good stuff at the end.
All right, I'll be quick. We know the numbers.
Well, that's
Matt,
a lie.
Yeah, I know. Matt Painter, 17-5 since Tom Crean took the job. You take out the 2 years Cody Zeller was there. 17-1 against Indiana. 7-0 against Archie Miller. A new era, maybe, but not in this case. Purdue's really damn good. We know this.
A new era.
Yeah, no.
New era.
I mean, new coach.
Baseball caps.
Yeah, new era baseball. But look. Purdue has Edie and Williams. They're both beasts down low. They have Jaden Ivey, who Indiana has no one that can guard a good wing. Yeah. So, I mean, like, I love my
TJD?
Guy. Like, no. I mean, we love our guy Parker Stewart, but he can't guard Jaden Ivey. He can't.
Okay.
He's not good enough
defensively. Get Strebel out of the way.
Oh, sorry,
what
sorry.
Are you doing? This is Big Easy and Grossman, and you're butting in.
A lot to the IU Purdue conversation.
You're just making noises in the background. You're butting in.
Yeah, they have no one that can guard Jaden Ivey. They're a really good three-point shooting team, and I don't trust Indiana to make shots. And Matt Painter always wins this game and wins by double digits. So I think Indiana will put up a good effort in front of a big crowd, but Purdue will do what they do, and that is win this game and win it easily.
Easy?
Jack, tonight I will not be deterred by the loss, the future loss, the upcoming loss that the Hoosiers will have against Purdue. I will not be deterred. So I will just enjoy tonight. See, it's fun being in this spot. You just enjoy. It's tough having to, you know, really dig your teeth into being Mr. Emotional about IU basketball anymore. So you just enjoy it. So you know what I'm doing right now? First, what I would love to do, if I'm not doing, is make a happiness hedge on Purdue tonight. That would really make me feel good, but I can't
do
that.
You can't do that.
Instead, you know what I'm doing? Instead of listening to, Strebel's little inconsequential barbs just interrupting us while we're doing our pregame show, I'm actually making some broccoli cheddar soup.
Oh, nice.
It's going to be a great little hearty bowl of soup. Watching the Hoosiers lose by 12, it's fine. You know, we got a little bit of got a little bit of onion, a little bit of garlic, you know, some broccoli florets. You know, the three kinds of cheese. Some
oh,
bacon,
yeah.
Some you got some green onions in there. I mean, it's going to be real hearty, real good. Purdue by, you know, 11 or 13, but it'll be fine. Purdue will be probably down at halftime. IU will get us all excited. The only thing that kind of bothers me anymore is, what's this thing with the suit? Jack, what's this thing with?
It's dumb. Yeah, is what it is.
The dumbest thing. Yes. I've like, what we have, you know, I thought it was really, really low during the Archie Miller days, but when we're talking about a suit, I think I'm done. I think I'm done. I'm just going to enjoy my broccoli cheddar soup tonight.
So the suit thing, Gestriebel's very confused. It started with the Indiana Barstool people and Twitter, and students have kind of gotten in on it. Is Indiana hasn't lost when Mike Woodson's worn a suit. However, what they failed to take in part in is that Mike Woodson has only worn suits in games at home. So it's very simple. When they go on the road and he doesn't wear a suit, they lose because they suck on the road, not because he's not wearing a damn suit.
It's the suit, Jack.
Yeah, so now they're having the suit. All the students, they want them all to wear suits to the game tonight.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, listen to Streetle.
Oh,
man, what a highfalutin.
No, he's BBA. He's laughing at you. He's looking right down at
Sorry,
you.
Easy.
He's laughing at you.
You know, Ty doesn't need the students to wear a suit to drop 28.
That's cute, though. It's cute. Yeah.
It's cute. It's nice.
Texas says, what type of bread is Big Easy having?
I got nothing for you. That's why I'm going to. Look, the timer just went off. I've sauteed the garlic and onions. I've got to go.
All right, get him out of here. Get him out of here. Get him out of here.
They're really doing that. They're all wearing suits.
That is a thing from that is a. I don't know how many people actually do it, but that's a thing.
It's embarrassing when Painter puts it on them. They're all in suits. Like, y'all wore suits.
Embarrassing.
Y'all wore suits.
Jack would have been in a suit.
He would have been.
Yeah.
Because he's a professional.
Yes.
Do you want to play a couple pieces of sound before we get out of here? Or do we need to take a break now?
We gotta take a break.
All right, let's take a break now.
All right,
You got to get out of here.
Yeah.
So there you go. Rick Bozich joins us next.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says Limp Bizkit break something country version. Done.
And James Strebel.
That's a great idea.
Jack,
that's
you don't know what text. That is. We need to have you watch that during the break, but if you don't mind, write that down.
Limp Bizkit break stuff.
That's what I need.
Great stuff.
Limp Bizkit break stuff.
Yep.
I'm going to break your bleeping face tonight. Give me something to break.
I got a chainsaw. I'll skin your bleep raw.
Yeah.
One of the dumbest lyrics ever written by a human being, by the way.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, back at it on this Thursday. It's The Take on ESPN 680, 105.7. Busy night tonight. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we'll have Suns and Mavs all the way to the IU postgame show with Jack Grossman. We'll get into that with Rick Bozich here in just a second. Louisville women's basketball postgame coming up over 93.9 The Ville at about 9:30 or so. A top five matchup for Jeff Walls and company. So again, we are locked and loaded on this Thursday. Well, we moved him back a little bit, but we still got him. Our guy, Rick Bozich, WDRB, WDRB.com. Tons to talk about, obviously. Rick, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
A little chilly, you know?
Yeah.
A little chilly out there. I had to wear my, I got these things I put inside my gloves to keep my hands warm when I walk the dog, and they came in handy today because it was like 22 degrees when we walked, but she likes the cold weather, so if she likes the cold weather, then I like the cold weather.
Well, there you go. How many miles today? 3, 4, how many miles?
We went 3.1. We did a 5K. not running, walking. So 3.1.
All right, well, there we go.
It was a light day.
There you go. Rick Bozich, WDRB. So you're heading up to Bloomington right now. We'll get to that here in just a second. Obviously, Kentucky basketball with a big win last night, a quad one win on the road at A&M. They're 2-0 in this interesting stretch that we get to see how good of a team they are. And they did things last night we haven't seen them do, so I want to get into that. But you know, in the news business, if it bleeds, it leads. Now, some of that bleeding stopped last night. Louisville was able to pull away a little and beat Boston College. But all week, Rick, we have been talking about Mac and the future and what is going on with this team and no NCAA tournament, and names are being wildly thrown around right now who may want, who would take the UofL job. And so I want to dive into all of that, but you know, we've talked about it each and every week. I can't believe this is where we are, and I really feel like now the two games prior to Boston College put Chris Mack in a real bad situation. So I'll ask you, for the second week in a row, how surprised are you that this is where we are with this Louisville basketball team? You were in the arena last night. What did you make of it?
Yeah, I'm surprised. I'm surprised by two things. I'm surprised they've lost to some of the teams they've lost to. I mean, I think we've counted that. They got five losses to teams with who aren't ranked among the top 100. I can't remember a Louisville team doing that. I really can't. Probably since maybe Crumbs last year. And I've been surprised, you know, every time I walk in the arena just to see how many empty seats there are. I mean, I know they announced, I think they announced 12,000-something last night. I mean, it was, at most, it was 5,000. I mean, at most. And, you know, it's just, there's no buzz. There's no energy. There's no atmosphere in the building. And so the next three games, I think we'll be looking pretty closely to see if that changes at all, because Saturday you've got Russ Smith uniform number retirement day, and then the next two home games after that, I think, are Saturday, Monday, Duke, Carolina. Yep. Are here in a three-day span, and then after that, it's not sexy at all. So, I mean, if people don't get excited for these next three home games, it ain't happening.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a better crowd with those teams coming in. But, I mean, as for the team itself, I guess what has been most surprising to you? Rick Bozich with us. Let me go back. I felt like we talked about Chris Mack's future a little bit, and then the double-digit loss to NC State, what they did over the weekend to Pittsburgh, and Rick, on over the weekend, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and today, people don't mind putting their name on, well, I don't think Chris Mack's going to be back, and for us to talk about other guys that you would want to have the job here, and there's no one backing Chris Mack, and that's opposite of what we saw with Scott Satterfield. With Satterfield, there may not have been a lot of people, but there definitely were some who were backing him, that saying, hey, we need to give him another year. That isn't the feeling here. Obviously, last night beating a Boston College team, a bad Boston College team, doesn't do too much. How much of that talk is warranted in your opinion?
Yeah, I think it's mostly warranted just from the standpoint of it's year four. He hasn't won an NCAA tournament game yet. The recruiting's been okay at best. I mean, the first big class that he had really hasn't delivered the way I think people thought it was going to do, or he thought it was going to. And, you know, you can't ignore the fact that the crowds are down as much as they are. And I know it's a different situation than in most years when crowds go back because of the virus and whatever else you want to throw into it, but it's still a reality that it's not hard to believe that the fan base has lost faith in that the coach is getting it going in the right direction. And yeah, I have been surprised that more people have been so open about the fact that there's going to be a new coach.
That's everybody, Rick.
Coach, but
I feel like it's everybody. I mean, we're doing this and you know, like there would be what, 20-30% that at least would have backed Satterfield, give him another year, Bobby Petrino, this or that, right? Like there would be, there was a right pivot, and there's none of that. I don't know if that's because Mac, this is year number four. I don't know if it's because basketball basketball, obviously, around here means more than college football. But, I mean, yesterday I did a segment on Chris Holtmann. Right?
Right, I heard, and I know that there's a lot of people talking about Bruce Pearl and all these different names. I mean, part of it is I don't think people have embraced the style of play. And this year he made the change to the, you know, Ross McMahon's, and but it hasn't worked. I mean, their offense really hasn't been better. I mean, a lot of the numbers are actually worse. And then you look at a few players that I think people thought would be really good players, and they've gone backwards. I mean, I think coming into this year, reasonable people would believe that Jalen Withers was going to be their best player, and he's just gone through a brutal stretch where he was pretty much irrelevant. And finally, last night, they employed him a little bit differently, and he was a little bit more aggressive going to the basket, and he finally played, you know, the way he should have been playing all season long. And when you have a Samuel Williamson, who's a McDonald's All-American, and he becomes sort of an afterthought, too, you start to wonder, you know, what's going on here? And, you know, and he doesn't – I think Chris Mack doesn't do a great job of selling the program. You've seen the press conference clips. I mean, he comes in there and doesn't act like he really wants to interact with people, and I get that. He's not the only coach that treats or thinks about the media that way. But, you know, in the end, it is an entertainment business, and he's following a coach who was really entertaining and really colorful and understood that part of the job and did that part of the job really well. And I don't think fans have warmed up to any of that stuff.
What percentage would you put it at that he's back next year? Total guess.
Yeah, that's really a hard one to answer because we don't know who's calling the shots, and we don't know, you know, if some, you know, at Indiana last year the change was made because a booster stepped up and guaranteed the $10 million. I don't sense there's somebody in the Louisville universe right now who's willing to say I'll step up and guarantee the 12 or however many million dollars it is. So I'm going to put the percentage that he's back at 60.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think the more we talk about it, the more the timing and the instability, and then you with U of L potentially the IARP, timing was one of the factors that helped save Scott Satterfield. And timing could again be a factor that could help Chris Mack. Now, as for the media stuff, I don't know why he doesn't embrace some of that stuff a little bit more. And I think, I talked about this yesterday, Rick Bozich with us. I think there's listen, Satterfield had people that would go to bat for him. Mack does not have that. And by how little he cares about the media, right? I think that has expedited the process of people of the general thought being, hey, this guy's, hey he's not going to be back next year. Now, the one thing we don't know is if he's unhappy, if he doesn't want to be here. And that seems to be coming the prevalent thought, but I don't know if that's true. That would be the only wild card here, is if he pulled a Shaka Smart or a Tubby Smith or whatever it may be. I just don't know if that's going to happen, and I don't know if Chris Mack wants to give away a chance to make $12 million on the back end. That's a lot of money.
That's a great question. I mean, but I would, as much as he wanted this job in the beginning, I would be surprised if he would walk away from it. You know, I think he found out it's a harder job than he might have imagined it was going to be. That, you know, it's not like Cincinnati where you have the Reds and the Bearcats and the Bengals, and you can have Xavier's has its own little niche and not much pressure there, and you can have success, and when you do well, that's great. And here it's center stage, and everybody's analyzing everything you do and wants to talk to you, you know, about a lot of the different things that you do, and you're dealing with the whole Kentucky comparison all the time, and you're dealing with, you know, cleaning up some of the mess that was left behind with the previous regime, which I'm sure has hurt in terms of recruiting. It hasn't been an easy job, but I don't know. I mean, I looked around, like, what jobs might possibly open that would be appealing, and I'm not really sure I've seen any that would just knock your socks off.
Yeah, I mean, people are like, he would take the Georgia job. I'm like, that's a terrible job. I mean, I don't know. It's just to me, that's a terrible. It's a terrible job. I don't know what to think about him wanting to be here. That dynamic. All I know is it's very much thrown in your face. Hey, here are guys that we want to be our head coach, and that's not Chris Mack. And boy, that seemed to flip rather fast around here, Rick. It really did.
Yeah, I mean, there's pent-up frustration that's built. Some of it was created by the football situation. Some of it's been created by, you know, the basketball. Not when was the last time we won an NCAA tournament game? 2016? 17?
Yeah, right? 17 was the year where they lost in the round of 32 to Michigan in Indianapolis. Right. And me and me and Anderson were upset because the next round, Louisville would have played in Kansas City, and we would have had steak dinners and beautiful hotel rooms with our mothership being there. Instead, we came home. We came home. Instead, we just came home from a very cold, overpriced city in Indianapolis.
So there's frustration because that's the situation, and there's frustration just because of COVID and everything else. People are just frustrated a lot of different ways in their lives, and it's not just a Louisville thing. We've seen the same thing play out at a lot of different places. We've seen it play out LSU football. You know, I could go on and on. Your time to really have down years is not nearly as long as it used to be. So, you know, he's going to have to pick up the pace here over the next few weeks. But this is different than most situations because we don't know. There's a power vacuum in terms of we don't know really who's calling the shots. And we don't know what the financial situation is in terms of whether they got somebody who would help with the $12 million, if that's what the buyout is, which is what I think it is.
Yeah, it is.
And who they actually think they could get to replace them, I don't know. I mean, I heard you've mentioned now what? Bruce Pearl, who was the other one you mentioned?
Okay, so the Bruce Pearl stuff, I mean, I had Pat 40 on a Wednesday, and I knew he would laugh his you-know-what off, and he did, and we laughed about it because of, you know, NCAA stuff. You know, I mean, come on, Bruce Pearl served a three-year show cause. You know, he was lucky he was not implicated, you know, and only got the two-game suspension recently and everything with that. So Bruce Pearl, to me, listen,
Chris Holtman.
Yeah, he's a fantastic coach. I really like Bruce Pearl. I just don't think that's – I think a place like Auburn, a renegade place where, hell, they didn't even – and Rick, you know this – where they never officially, like, announced that they received a notice of allegations, right? Like, they played this about as smooth as you could. I mean, Chris Holtman makes sense because you guys know with the Indiana stuff, last year in the summer is when his buyout went down, June, July. When was Woodson hired? Because June, July – I think it was in the middle of July, Holtman's, 12, 14 million dollar, his big buyout essentially went away. And so if you wanted Chris Holtman, anybody, his buyout is just the sum of what his assistants are making. So that could be a couple million dollars. It might not even be that. That's nothing to get a guy like him. And I don't think by any means he's fantastic, but he checks some of the boxes. But I'm with you. I don't even know what name to go to. The Satterfield stuff was so simple because Jeff Brohm was the conversation that we could go to. We know the love affair there. I don't even know if it would be Kenny Payne. I mean, listen, I do think there's a race aspect to this as well. I mean, Louisville's going to have to not just go out, quite frankly, and hire the first white guy that they interview. I mean, I think this is a process, and then you put into that who is in charge. We have no idea. I don't know how silly it is to talk about it. I don't know what names to bring up, but Chris Holtman would be mine just because financially he checks the box. He's at a good program. He's proven something, not everything, and you could get him cheap on the buyout, and you've already shown you'll pay $4 million in change for a basketball coach.
Yeah, I guess you mentioned Chris Holtman because he's had success in the area at Butler and Ohio State and because he's from Kentucky. I do think Kenny Payne would be a prime candidate. I'm not sure.
I agree with you.
He likes his job with the Knicks. He's been successful there. Not as much this year as they were last year, but I think he likes being in the league and what he's doing there. But I think they would definitely have to take a long look at Kenny Payne because It is a relationship business, and he has relationships with a lot of the top AAU programs across the country, and I think he's the kind of guy that can get players. And I've heard people say, well, no, he could get him at Kentucky because it was a Nike school and it was Kentucky and Louisville's an Adidas school. I don't think that would be a problem for Kenny Payne. I think he's plugged in with enough people in basketball and built enough relationships through the years. And he's got a lot of former UK players who go to bat for him on many different occasions that I think that would be. And he's been around some really good coaches. I think he's ready for and primed for a shot. So that would be my pick for sure. That was my pick the last time, but I know that people dismissed it. But in retrospect, I think he would have done a better job.
Rick Bozich with us. And by the way, when you say Kenny Payne's name, you have to say it like Eric Wood. Kenny Payne! From now on, it's a contractual thing around the office. You can't just say Kenny Payne's name.
The thing that I don't get with Louisville fans is Louisville fans, some of them like dismiss him because he worked for Cal for like 10 years, and that makes him a Kentucky guy. And I don't know whether they either don't know or won't acknowledge that he played at Louisville for 4 years, and he's best friends with Milt Wagner and Purvis Ellison and some of those guys. And you know, they won the national championship, and
don't
he
ask
came
me.
Back to U of L for like 2 years and earned his degree from U of L. I mean, he's a U of L guy.
I know.
And working for Cal didn't make him a UK guy. It made him a guy that, you know, that took the best job in basketball that he could get. And, you know, he went from being really nobody to becoming one of the top assistant coaches in college basketball. So this whole he's a UK guy thing is just dumb.
Rick Bozich with us. My prediction on the show, Rick, is so they beat Boston College last night. My prediction is they beat Notre Dame on Saturday with the Russ Smith. And I want to get to Russ Diculous here in a second. With the Russ Smith jersey, you know, name in the rafters, jersey number retired and all of that. That they beat Notre Dame much like the football team beat Syracuse with Lamar. Yeah, and then after that, they lose games. Virginia, Duke, North Carolina, boom, 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 did they lose those games? But they're going to give the fans a little bit of hope on Saturday. That is my prediction. Who knows if that will go right. Well, are you going to be there on Saturday for Russ Smith's induction, if you will? And, I mean, there's many ways I could lead you. What sticks out when you remember Russ Smith? To me, it was his careless in a good way attitude. Now he's got the bourbon out. I mean, he's still trying to play basketball. I think he's still with the G League right now.
Up in Fort Wayne.
There you go. And so, I mean, everyone loves Russ. We know what he did to soften Patino up. We know what he did winning games, delivering Final Fours in a national title. But I'm sure you'll be watching what stands out as Saturday we honor Russ Smith.
Russ Smith would be the kind of guy when he was on the court you couldn't take your eyes off of him because he was always going to do something. You know, sometimes it'd be spectacular, sometimes it would just be okay, and sometimes it would be dumb, and you'd wait and watch to see Patino scream at him. What stands out to me is perseverance, because I think that Rick Pitino did his best to drive him away in the early years, and Ralph Willard, bless his heart, I think made sure that Russ never left. And then just the way he kept getting better and better, and the way he was so good his last year. And I know that Doug McDermott got the Player of the Year award, but I voted for Russ Smith, and I thought he was a better player. And I'll never forget, of all the games he played, I remember Steve Anderson and I were down in Dallas in that game they played against SMU, and Larry Brown had a pretty good team.
Mm-hmm.
And Russ Smith was sick, and he was like throwing up in the trash can like at least two, maybe three times in the second half. And he scored like 24 points, and they won that game when he really should have even played. And that's what, you know, Russ Smith was just, he was an ultimate baller, man. He really was. And he was, and that was a different era, too, in that, you know, the locker rooms were open, and we could go in and talk to players, and Russ Smith, win or lose, would always come out and face the music, and he was good. He and Peyton Siva were just always terrific to talk to. And as the years go on and now we don't get to go in the locker room anymore and actually get to talk to the players and get to know them a little bit, my appreciation for Peyton Siva and Russ Smith has gone up immensely.
I would say, to wrap up the U of L discussion with this for me, then we'll get to Kentucky. Rick Bozich with us here on ESPN 680 105.7. It's The Take on this Thursday. Got you another couple minutes here up until 6 o'clock. No, covering those games, Rick, and watching him and the specialness of those teams and what he did in the way that I think he did change Rick. He absolutely changed Rick Pitino. I find myself having taken all of that for granted when that was going on. Yeah. All of it now, because now you're in the normal fight. You're not going to have another Rick Pitino, right? Like, Chris Mack's fine, and Chris Holtmann may be fine, and there's different levels of all of that. But that time and place is something that is difficult to capture. And you don't want to forget it, because the further you get away from it, you don't know when you're going to have those special feelings. And there were many years around here, Kentucky and Louisville, the back and forth, Final Fours, national titles, like that sort of thing. I feel like I lived in the moment some, but I feel like now I wish I could have lived in the moment a little more.
Yeah, it's a great point. You know, and I think we all thought it would just go on forever. It would never change. These teams would be top 10 teams year after year after year after year, and it's not that easy to do. And, a guy like Russ Smith deserves to be appreciated for how entertaining he was. And I remember a game one time he played at UConn, and somebody was – I don't remember if it was Kemba Walker or – Shabazz or one of them, like they were calling him Little Russ during the game. Get away from Little Russ. Like, he was so good they knew from the playground.
And that Kemba,
was
like, yeah.
He was a star. It was Kemba, yeah, he was calling him Little Russ. And, you know, and then to see what he became after that, pretty phenomenal. But it's a reminder, I think, too, to Kentucky fans to appreciate John Calipari, because whoever comes in after John Calipari
is
not going to be John Calipari.
Yeah.
Might be a better coach, but not going to be a better steward of the program in terms of Cal has done a phenomenal job of enhancing and creating the Kentucky mystique of their program is separate from everybody else's. And he embraces that part of it. And other coaches like Tubby and Gillespie didn't. And the next coach is going to be have to be a special person to step up to the plate and follow everything that John Calipari's created.
Rick Bozich with us. Quickly on Kentucky, I know we did a lot of Louisville with you today, and obviously Kentucky, you know, we've talked, I would say, a lot more Kentucky today than Louisville, but the win last night, 6-point win over Texas A&M. This is on the heels of blowing out Tennessee, back-to-back quad one wins. We have now seen them blow a team out at home, a good team in Tennessee, and we saw them go on a road, hostile environment, be behind, not play well at times, you know, be down to five or six guys and still win the game. It sets up the showdown Saturday. What did you think of last night? And now we look forward to Auburn. This is the game everyone wants to see, is Auburn and Kentucky.
Yeah, I didn't see much of it because I was at the Louisville game, and then with the delay for the leaky roof, it made it even harder because the games were going on basically at the same time. But from what the highlights I saw, from when I talked to people, it was the kind of game that a team wins when they're a good team. If you're not a really good team, there were plenty of chances for them to lose that game. They played good enough defense, and A&M was a bad enough shooting team where they won for 22 from three.
Mm-hmm.
That's what carried them through. And, you know, it sat in a very precarious place in the schedule. They had just blown out Tennessee, and I'm sure feeling really good about themselves. And they know they've got Auburn, which has got more first-place votes than any team in the country, even though they're number two in the AP poll ahead. So, and A&M has real no national profile. It was the kind of game they could look past and get beat, but it didn't happen. So it's a step forward for Kentucky.
Yeah, it really is. Do you think they beat Auburn on Saturday? Because I can't decide. I can't. See, you're saying no, I can't decide. I really can't.
No, I think Pearl's done a good job against Cal throughout his career. And he's created one of the best home court environments in the country down there. And they had Barkley there, I think, the last night. I saw some video. They played last night?
Auburn played last night.
Yeah, they beat Georgia.
They beat Georgia by 100, right.
Yeah, they
Tommy Crean.
Tommy Crean. From the SEC. that place will be going crazy. And Auburn's good. And they've got dudes. They've got, you know, pros just like Kentucky has. And Pearl's, I think –
Pearl's won more than his share against Cal, so I'll go with Auburn at Auburn.
All right, Rick. I'm ruining all the fun. I mean, BBN, they're going to be, I mean, like, Strieble's going to be terrible if they win that game. Like, you know, because they're going to, they're already number three in KenPom, 10 in the net, whatever it is. They're going to fly up.
They gained another spot in KenPom last night, because they were four.
Yeah, yeah. They gained one spot last night with the win at Texas A&M. Rick Bozich with us. All right, before we get you out of here. Yeah, go ahead.
Thank the SEC, because this year they did a good job with the schedule, and they're playing Auburn twice. Some years, you know, some of the better teams in the SEC, they only give Kentucky one game against them. But Kentucky's, don't they have a week from Saturday at Kansas? I mean, they've got some big games coming up.
Oh, no, I mean.
The next 2 weeks.
Yeah, going back
the
to.
The next 2 weekends, right? Top 10 opponents.
Yeah, they're all like, was it five or six quad one opportunities? Tennessee was last night, right, being a road game, Texas A&M. It's obviously Saturday, Notre Dame. Then, what, Tuesday, Wednesday, Jack, they played Mississippi State. Now, State lost last night. So that might be.
Right. That's probably a quad.
Yeah, I think eventually that's going to end up being a quad two. Right now may hang on to being a quad win one, and then obviously Kansas.
At Alabama in a few weeks.
And then at Alabama. I mean, no, their schedule really, really picks up. I would say for me, my biggest worry, it's not that they're – yes, I would like them to have another big, right? We know Cal doesn't play a lot of guys. So when you say, wow, the seven-man rotation, I'm like, no, that's good. I mean, Cal may want – he's trying to get Damian Collins and or Bryce Hopkins. I don't think that works out. Now, to me, Keon Brooks, the dynamic there with Keon Brooks and Jacob Toppin is difficult. And how Cal is going – I mean, Keon Brooks wasn't good last night. How he keeps Keon Brooks engaged, that's a guy that plays well against bad teams, but you don't feel like in a big game you're going to count on him at all. I mean, to me, it seems like against good teams. Saturday is going to be a Jacob Toppin game, if I had to guess.
Yeah, I agree. He's probably a better matchup for Jabari Smith because he's longer and more athletic and be able to stay with him. Cam Brooks is more of a grinder, and Jacob Toppin has a higher ceiling, and Cam Brooks probably has a higher floor. But I think when you start playing against the elite teams, you want to go with the guys that have the higher ceiling, and I'd like to see more of Toppin too.
All right, what happens tonight? You're on your way right now. Bloomington, Indiana, Purdue. I think Jack was 7 years old the last time Indiana was able to beat Purdue.
I was a senior in high school.
There you go. He was a senior in high school.
Wow, your whole career at Indiana, you never saw him beat Purdue?
never saw him beat Purdue, never saw him make an NCAA tournament.
He didn't see
anything.
Pretty
sad 4 years.
Yeah. He didn't see anything. The saddest 4-year history in the history of Bloomington.
Yes.
You need to write a letter to Fred Glass and say you need a refund, man. Let you down.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to do that. Yeah.
I don't see him winning. I think it'll be a really good atmosphere, and it should be a close game. But as Jack and I, as we have our regular pre-interview conversation before you come in and interrupt us,
mm-hmm.
Not sure about the status of Trace Jackson Davis, because he did get injured Monday night and didn't miss the last 7 minutes against Nebraska. And if he's not 100%, that's not
then
good.
No one cares about it. It's done. The game's over. I mean, Purdue's going to win by 700 points if Trace Jackson Davis doesn't play. Is he not? Is
you don't
he not going to play?
Michael Durr or Logan Duncan?
No. Logan Duncan.
I just don't think, you know, Purdue. When I've watched Purdue play Indiana the last few years, they pack it in as much as anybody. It's not a zone, but they pack it in, and they dare Indiana to make shots. Now, Stewart and Kopp have made them at times, but they're not aggressive enough, and I just don't think Indiana can make enough three-point shots to beat Purdue. So I'm picking Purdue by like 5-7.
Oh, well, there you go.
The winning streak goes to 10. How about that?
Well,
It'll be 10 in a row.
I thought I heard you guys talk, and then Jack sounded sad like there was an injury, but I had forgotten about Trace Jackson Davis.
The thought is that he's going to play.
He's obviously going to play, but be limited. Well, I mean, Purdue only has like 5 7-footers in there. So
right. Yeah, they bring one out.
Well, that ruins the fun. There we go. Rick, appreciate the time. Good sir. We'll catch up with you next week. Safe travels, and we'll keep following there at WDRB. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, Andy.
All right, there's Rick Bozich with us here on ESPN 680 1057, ESPNLouisville.com. All right, we're out of here. So, Jack, tonight, 9:30-ish, right? Or what, 9-ish?
9-ish.
Right? 9-ish will be the postgame. I can't remember. Do you have anyone else here? Is Spencer or James going to be here to help you for
James
a little bit
may
before
be
the,
here
the women's?
At the start, okay. But I may just tell them
to get out of the way.
Yeah.
So, you're going to be over there hot taking.
Yeah.
Okay. On the 680 side, and your boy Biscuit and Chrissy Banta are going to be over here. So there
you
go. It's
going to be a great night.
There you go. It's a good night. All right. Well, let's get out of here. Back at it tomorrow. Tomorrow is Strebel's birthday, his 40th birthday. I don't know what to do, but we'll sing happy birth to him. We'll do that tomorrow. Have a good night.